It's time now for KJAN's Heartbeat Today, daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishina Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by Camblin Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. Here with this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Hi, Chris. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
Oh, not too bad. Can we please have another day like yesterday?
Yeah, that's...
Please?
That's almost ideal yesterday.
Wow. That's what we were kind of joking about. Well, it wasn't really a joke. We were talking about last night up at the Girls Hawkeye 10 North Division track meet. We were helping out with that last night here in Atlantic. And just kind of shaking the head thinking, who scheduled this? I mean, you put it on the one good day.
Yeah.
I mean, if it had been the few days before, it would have been so windy, nobody would have had any fun. Mm-hmm. And, of course, then this evening, we'll see when it starts, but there's a chance of even some severe weather. With the cold front coming in and things changing, getting a little bit of moisture. So, yeah, whoever figured out the schedule,
yeah,
job well done.
They need a raise.
let's focus on the volunteers, okay? How's Brett this morning?
Oh, ready to roll, I guess.
All right. I know you got a chance to get out and enjoy some good weather last night.
Yeah, even starting to get a few air conditioning calls in already.
Ooh,
so
it's that time of the year.
Yeah,
tell us about Camblin's this morning.
With the broadest selection of fixtures and faucets, all at discount prices in the area, you need to shop Camblin Plumbing and Heating. With all our showrooms and all the catalogs we can have to offer, you will enjoy the variety, the quality, and the prices. With Delta, Sterling, Kohler, Aquatic, Dayton, and Gerber, just to mention a few, your dream remodel job can become a reality with that expert installation experience that Camblin Plumbing and Heating can offer. Give us a call at 243-1512 in Atlantic or at 755-3286 in Harlan and get that remodel job done right and at discount prices.
Excellent. Thank you, Brett. Appreciate that very much. Yeah, yesterday we had a chance to visit with Josh Peach, the park manager over at Lake Anita State Park, talking about all of the different things, activities, and resources that they have for folks over at Lake Anita State Park, not just, you know, during the nice weather months, but all season, all year long, even during the winter. So I got to thinking as we were visiting about, you know, we talked a little bit about being able to register online for camp spaces, you know, back in the day when you used to have to pick up the phone and make the phone call to get yourself registered, reserve some campground space. You know, nowadays you can do so much of that online. So I went and took a look at some of that stuff. And I don't know if you've actually spent a lot of time looking at those websites, but at iowadnr.gov, they have a website spot there for the state parks. And it really is a pretty good resource for information. If you haven't spent much time looking at that and you are the type of person or the type of family who enjoys, I guess, supporting some of the resources that you're paying for anyway, you might as well go out and enjoy some of those ones that you help support. There are so many different resources around the state of Iowa, some of the state parks. They're pretty well spread out. If you haven't had a chance to visit a number of those or you don't really know much about them, it might be a pretty good place for you to start online because you can find out a whole lot of information. There's a guide to state parks where they tell you a little bit about all the different activities and resources that each of them have, in addition to some annual report information. They have also, which I found kind of interesting too, is a publication here called the Iowa State Parks Design Guide. It's a long-term vision for state park architecture. Kind of interesting. Kind of take a look and see what the future might hold for some of these different locations as well. They don't always just stay exactly the same way. But there's plenty of information there about different recreational opportunities. You know, the nice part is a lot of the state parks have a lot of the same amenities, different recreational opportunities. You know, the nice part is a lot of the state parks have a lot of the same amenities, different recreational opportunities. You know, the nice part is a lot of the state parks have a lot of the same amenities, different recreational opportunities. You know, the nice part is a lot of the state parks have a lot of the same amenities with regard to camping, fishing, and what have you. But some of them maybe are a little bit better designed for other things. You know, boating and the outdoor water recreation type activities. Some of them are better set up for things like biking and hiking. There are different types of different recreational opportunities. You know, the nice part is a lot of the state parks have a lot of the same amenities with regard to camping, fishing, and what have you. But some of them maybe are a little bit better designed for other things. boating and the outdoor water recreation type activities. Some of them are better set up for things like biking and hiking. There are different types of different recreational opportunities. You know, the nice part is a lot of the state parks have a lot of the same amenities with regard to camping, fishing, and what have you. But some of them maybe are a little bit better designed for other things. You know, boating and the outdoor water recreation type activities. Some of them are better set up for things like biking and hiking. There are different types of different recreational opportunities. You know, the nice part is a lot of the state parks have a lot of the same amenities with regard to camping, fishing, and what have you. But some of them maybe are a little bit different recreational opportunities. You know, the nice part is a lot of the state parks have a lot of the same amenities, different recreational opportunities. You know, the nice part is a lot of the state parks have a lot of the same amenities, different recreational opportunities. You know, the nice part is a lot of the state parks have a lot of the same amenities with regard to camping, fishing, and what have you. But some of them maybe are a little bit different recreational opportunities. You know, the nice part is a lot of the state parks have a lot of the same amenities with regard to camping, fishing, and what have you. But some of them maybe are a little bit different recreational opportunities. You know, the nice part is a lot of the state parks have a lot of the same amenities with regard to camping, fishing, and what have you. But some of them maybe are a little bit better designed for other things. You know, boating and the outdoor water recreation type activities. Some of them are better set up for things like biking and hiking. There are different types of activities in some of the different parks. Some of them have fairly comprehensive frisbee golf, you know, the disc golf setups and things too. There are all kinds of different types of things in these different locations too. And of course, they're in different parts of the state, and a lot of them feature some of the natural wonders in those areas too. You know, for example, if you head around here, well, you're familiar with Lake Anita, Viking Lake, some of those types of places that have so many resources to offer, but they tend to be a little flatter than if you get over into the eastern part of the state. There's some state parks up in the northeast part of the state that tend to focus a lot on the lay of the land, I guess you could just say, but they look a lot different. But there are a lot of different resources. If you're not familiar with some of the other state parks that are located around the state of Iowa, in addition to in list form, they also have a interactive map there as well, so you can see where those parks are located, how easy it is to get to some of those. And of course, you can just click on those and it'll bring up a lot of information about what you're looking for. A lot of the county managed state parks are managed by local county conservation boards too, so they have a list of those and a list of some of the contact information there too. But you can also find plenty more information about those folks that are in charge of those different locations, some of the, as I say, the activities and features that they have, but so many different things, in addition, of course, to the online registration opportunity there too to get yourself signed up. And you heard Josh say, I think it was just the other day, that they started taking reservations for a lot of those locations, including Lake Anita. So for folks who really enjoy doing that, you probably know the routine already. But for those who are kind of just getting started and aren't really sure about the process, that's probably an easy way to do it, is just to get on iowadnr.gov and then click on the state parks tab there, and you can find a whole lot more. They also list a whole lot of different types of news items, too, that they've put together. Like, for example, they have one that's entitled 8 Historical Parks to Visit. And they have a list of some of the different, and they're all located in different parts of the state, but some of the different ones that are located in different areas. And they all have something a little bit different, like Backbone up in northeast Iowa, Beads Lake in north central Iowa, Ledges in central Iowa, Lake of Three Fires in southwest Iowa, and Lake Wapello, some of the others too. And they list some of the features, a little bit of the history about those parks as well. That's the neat thing, is they all have a little different history attached to them. And it's fun to kind of read through some of the interesting stuff that you'll find there. Here's one too that's kind of timely. There's an article on there called, How Do Birds Know to Return in the Spring? Sounds like a question that an 8-year-old would ask you at some point, doesn't it?
True.
Daddy, how did birds return in the spring? How do they know when to come back? Well, there's actually a process to that, and they have some information there about why they do. But there's plenty of different types of information that you can find there. It really is a pretty comprehensive site for all the things that you're looking for some of those state parks. Of course, you do have the ability still to pick up the phone and call the folks who are located at those parks, people like Josh at some of the different state parks. But, you know, remember, you know, budgets aren't all that tremendous for staff at some of these locations. And as you heard Josh say yesterday, it takes some volunteer work, too. You get good local volunteers that help step up to do some minor things, cleanups and whatever else. But, you know, you don't spend a lot of time, the park managers don't spend a lot of time sitting in the office.
Yeah, no.
Waiting for the phone to ring. No. Most of their day is out somewhere. Yeah, they probably have a phone attached to their belt like everybody else these days. It's kind of hard to stop doing what you're doing sometimes when you got so much going on to take reservations, you know, for the park. So if any time that you can get online and take care of that stuff, and I know that might be a little intimidating to some folks. Maybe that's really not what they're used to. They're used to just picking up the phone. But anything you can do to help those folks out, it gives them more time to spend actually getting things ready so that you can have an enjoyable experience.
Mm-hmm. Well, and remember, too, you can always just, you know, stop by. I mean, there's always a number of campsites that are always reserved as first come, first serve all the time. So, you know, you run the risk of, yeah, maybe missing out, but there's always that opportunity, too.
Yeah, just don't stop by unannounced on Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah,
that would be a problem, I'm pretty sure. But otherwise, yeah. You know, but a lot of folks do like to get out early season. I know it's early yet, and, you know, we're not done with, you know, necessarily the, I don't want to call it wintry weather, but, you know, the early spring weather.
Yeah.
But, you know, you've got some pretty big dates coming up here not too far down the road. Of course, Easter weekend coming up this weekend. If we get decent weather, you might see some folks out enjoying the outdoors there. Mother's Day is always a big one, too. We talk so much about Memorial Day, but a lot of folks really do enjoy getting out a little bit earlier in May for Mother's Day and enjoying some of the natural resources that we have. I know that was one of the things for me growing up. I grew up in Dubuque, and Mother's Day was the traditional day for all of the city parks to open. And that was our Mother's Day tradition. My mom, my grandmothers, my aunts, we, and my cousins, we would all head out and enjoy one of the parks. I mean, it was just a day out.
I thought maybe you were going to say mom sent you away so she could have a day to herself. Go to the park.
That would have been the smart thing to do. There were plenty of days when we were growing up that, mom said go out and play, and then we came back to come in and get a drink or something, and the door was locked. So, you know, stay outside and have some fun, and if you need a drink, the hose is laying out there in the side yard. Put it to good use, you know? But another thing you can do on the state parks website, too, this is kind of a neat feature because there's so much to see out there and so many opportunities. And everybody has a camera, it seems like, in their pocket with those smartphones and whatever. So they do have a place where if you capture a state park visit that you've made with some photos, maybe some special wildlife photos or folks having a good time, you can submit those photos there, too, and they'll post them up there. So you kind of help out with the advertising of your resources there, the state parks. So check it out, iowadnr.gov, and click on the State Parks tab and see what all the state of Iowa has to offer. You don't have to travel far and wide to have, whether it's just a nice weekend or maybe a week away, don't have to travel that far to have some fun, and it's good family stuff.
I always thought that'd be a cool bucket list item, just say you visited them all. All the parks.
Cool. It's certainly doable.
Yeah.
Certainly doable. I want to turn things back over to Brett here this morning. He'd like to tell you more about Camblin Plumbing and Heating.
97 years of business gives you the confidence you need in a service company. Camblin Plumbing and Heating, started in 1918, has served this area with quality products, expedient service, and exceptionally trained technicians, and with fair prices. We pride ourselves in the quality and giving the best value for your dollar. We've accumulated top names in the industry like Lennox, Kohler, Delta, Aquatic, Gerber, Swanstone, and many more. Camblin Plumbing and Heating has always insisted that our technicians keep you informed on what they are doing and what they have done when they finish. We're fully insured in a bonded company that you know you need that feeling of security. Nobody else in the area can respond as quickly as we can, and nobody else in the area has the emergency service plan in place that is needed at the most inopportune times. Camblin Plumbing and Heating should be your choice of a mechanical service company. In Atlantic, 243-1512, or in the Harlan area, 755-3286. Thought of the day today comes to us from William Shakespeare. Better a witty fool than a foolish wit. Kind of appropriate for April Fool's Day.
Yeah, you're not quite dressed the way most folks are when they perform Shakespeare, however.
I guess I should add an English accent, too.
Well, the collared blue short-sleeved shirt wasn't around back in his day. Thanks for coming in. Appreciate it very much. Hey, go out and make it a great day, and God bless America.